So as we're still settling here, just give your awareness the permission to wander for a moment. Maybe wandering through the senses or through the mind. Knowing in this space here, there's nowhere to go, there's nothing to do. No deadlines to meet, no people to please, and simply to be here is more than enough. And this practice is guided, which means I will be providing guidance for most of the time. But know that the guidance is not what the practice is all about. The practice of Yoga Nidra is all about allowing yourself to rest. It's all about allowing reality to be exactly as it is in this moment. And it's also very much all about coming into a felt sense of what it is like to be you here in this moment. This unique present moment. And we'll begin by acknowledging the uniqueness of this present moment, acknowledging this uniqueness by noticing all of the sounds which can be heard in this moment. Each and every moment, a unique 360-degree sphere of sonic experience. And just allow the sounds to wash over you, noticing and welcoming the sounds in the distance, noticing and welcoming the sounds in this room, and even noticing and welcoming the sounds within your physical body, the sound of the breath. Because as we practice, there will be other sounds. And the invitation is always simply to allow each sound that you hear to take you deeper into this experience of yourself. Take a moment here to notice anything that's happening in your face. And invite the face to soften. The brow, the eyes, cheeks, soften the nose, the lips, the jaw, chin and throat, soften and release. Let the eyes fall deep in the sockets. And allow the tongue to fall back from the teeth. The various holdings and tensions in our face are very connected with the holdings and tensions in our mind. And as we begin to soften the face, it also allows the mind to begin to soften as well. And in the practice of Yoga Nidra, we practice releasing. We even practice releasing awareness of this place and time. To do this, it's helpful to kind of put a little marker down first, remembering where is the body in physical space, this room, this building, this place on planet Earth. And also taking note of the time in this day, the time of the year, even this time in your life. Just placing that little marker down so that you'll easily be able to come back later. So welcome. Welcome here, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra with the intention of exploring the quality of spaciousness. This quality of spaciousness, which is inherent to awareness or consciousness itself. The practice of Yoga Nidra will now proceed with a rotation of awareness around the physical body. And today, as we become aware of various parts of the physical body in turn, be aware of the space of that part of the body, whatever that means to you. And we'll begin this process today by first becoming aware of the right hand thumb, noticing the space of the right hand thumb, then allowing awareness to rotate, feeling the space of the right pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Notice the back of the right hand, the palm of the hand, and the space of the whole right hand. Continuing to rotate, noticing the right wrist, forearm, and elbow, right upper arm and shoulder. Notice the right armpit, the right side of the torso. Feel the waist, the hip, buttocks and groin. Right upper leg and knee. Feel the right lower leg and ankle. Notice the top of the right foot, the sole of the right foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Feel the whole right side of the body, feeling the space of the whole right side, relaxed and present, resting and aware. We'll next rotate awareness around the second side by again first becoming aware of the space of the left hand thumb, then allowing awareness to rotate left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Notice the left palm, the back of the left hand, the whole left hand, the space of the left hand, and continuing to rotate left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm. Feel the left shoulder, armpit, side ribs, left waist, hip, buttocks, groin, left upper leg and knee, lower leg and ankle. Notice the top of the left foot, the sole of the left foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Notice the whole left side of the body, the space of the left side of the body, aware and present. Again, notice the right side of the body, right side of the body, left side of the body, left side of the body, right side of the body. And then both sides together, just for a moment. Aware and present. We'll rotate awareness around the physical body once again in a different manner. This time by first feeling both feet at the same time, sensing and feeling both feet, whole right leg, whole left leg, both legs together. Feel both hands at the same time, sensation of both hands, and the whole right arm, whole left arm, both arms together. Feel the back of the torso, the front of the torso, the whole torso. Notice the neck, the head, the neck and head together. From here, aware and present, feel the whole physical body, feeling the space of the whole physical body, noticing the wholeness of you, welcoming anything that arises. And just for a few moments, be aware of the space of the physical body, resting here. Awareness of space. From here, turn your attention to the space surrounding the physical body. Be aware of the space beneath the body, above the body, the space to the left, and also to the right. Feel and notice the space surrounding the physical body now. Then allow the two spaces to become one. Awareness of space outside of the body, awareness of space inside of the body, together. The body and the surrounding area as one field of space. From here, bring awareness home to the space of the heart, behind the center of the breastbone, noticing anything arising in the heart space, any sensations, any emotions, thoughts, even images. Welcome anything arising in the space of the heart, simply being in the space of the heart. Here, allow this exploration to fade. fading into the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. From here, the practice will proceed exploring a pair of opposites. Today, working with full and empty. We'll begin by exploring fullness. So consider, what does fullness mean to you? What does it feel like to be full in any and all ways? Full of life, full of experience, full of anything in particular. Just what is it like for you experientially to be full? Total awareness of fullness. This awareness of fullness to fade. Consider emptiness. And what does it mean to you to be empty? Empty in any and all ways. What does it feel like to be empty? There's no way to do it wrong. Just considering emptiness, total awareness of emptiness now. Briefly allowing this emptiness as well to fade, consider what would it be like to feel both full and empty at the same time? Empty and full simultaneously. What would that be like? As best you can, simply wondering, full and empty at the same time. As best you can. Allow this awareness of opposites as well to fade. And again, bring awareness home to the space of the heart, simply welcoming anything that arises. We'll next move through some archetypal evocations. And as we do, simply consider these evocations in any way. Again, welcoming any and all things that arise. Beginning with the sky at dawn. The sky at dawn. With clouds floating by. Clouds floating by. Birds singing. Birds singing. Empty bowl. empty bowl. Springtime in the garden. Springtime in the garden. A still pond. Still pond. The sound of children playing. The sound of children playing. The vast ocean. The vast ocean with rolling waves, rolling waves. A colorful sunset, colorful sunset. And the moon shining amongst the stars. The moon shining amongst the stars. The vastness of space. The vastness of space. Then allow these scenes and evocations to fade. Fading again into the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. And for the next minute or two, practice simply being. Simply being here, welcoming reality as it is, being presence. Being awareness, just a minute or two, simply being. notice the fact of awareness itself and notice the ability to be aware. Notice any qualities of this simple awareness. Is awareness itself spacious? Is awareness free? Is awareness joyful? Just considering. Also notice any quality of ease that you feel now. Can you feel easeful now? Know that through this practice, this quality of ease that you feel now can begin to become easily available and can begin to spontaneously arise in your life in ways that may surprise or delight you. Notice now the movement of life force energy, universal life force energy flowing through you now. What is that like experientially? Is it subtle? Or maybe you can notice the breath, even the beating of the heart. Mind and the capacity to think thoughts. Notice the heart and the ability to feel emotions. Welcoming all thoughts, welcoming all emotions. And then again, become aware of the physical body. Your body resting here. And as you begin to again feel the totality of the physical body, knowing that soon this practice will come to a close, just feel how the breath moves in the body. Maybe even noticing the difference of the space in the body with the inhale and the space of the physical body with the exhale. And even beginning to invite a slightly deeper breath. Beginning slowly an outward turn from this place of ease, from this place of stillness, from this place of rest, we turn awareness outward once again. But first, feel what it's like to be you, the core of you, the essence of you. Feel into that. Maybe it's a place, maybe it's anything. Just what is it like to be you here in this moment, experientially? And from that place, reach down the upper legs, knees, lower legs, ankles, into the feet, and just invite the most barely wiggling of the toes, a little wiggle of the toes, a little wiggle, wiggle. And from your center, that place of being you, reach out the shoulders, upper arms, elbows into the forearms, wrists and hands, a little bit of wiggling of the fingers, a little wiggle, wiggle, wiggle of the fingers. and know there is no rush, there is no lack. In this class, we savor this transition from inward facing to outward facing awareness. So at this point, we can begin to shift and move the body in any way that feels good now. Maybe gentle stretches, and even if vocalizing in any way would serve you, maybe a sigh or just opening up the mouth, feeling the tongue and everything happening there. And know that this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat, this practice of Yoga Nidra is complete. Thank you for listening. But yes, take your time. And eventually we'll come upright once again. But I may even get a poem to read to you or extend this in any other way. But yeah. Welcome back. So interesting when you turn the circle back around, because it's like a different you on your face than when you walked in the room. And when I run into people that have come to this class out in the streets sometimes, I don't recognize them because they have their persona and their armor up. And this is the you that I, for this class, I'm used to seeing people like this, which is like, talk about a treasure, right? Just like being able to see a human, like, you got nowhere to go right now. You're just right here. So we do a little bit of a walk around the room, but I wanted to share something that I wrote a little while ago. I don't think I've ever shared it before, but in the philosophy of Tantra that inspires my yoga practice, the outward turn of meditation is seen to be the single most important part of the whole process. Because it's like, for this philosophy, the point of meditation is to come into that experiential knowing of yourself. But the challenge is like, there's like 101 ways you can do that. But the challenge is like living from that place or taking a sense of that essence of you outward. So I tried to, this poem is titled Emergence. And it kind of starts when you're in Nidra and like goes through the coming out process. You guys ready for this? You don't need to be, it's fine. All right. Who or what am I really? What is the nature of my being? Where was I again? What was the story? Finally, without stimulus. All agreements suspended. Here I am free. Just to be here is more than enough. Sweet release. Nourishing rest. I find joy in simply being. It's always there, clouded by the stimulus. And here now, it's so obvious. Chid Ananda. The joy of awareness. And now the turn outward. Oh, what does this awareness hold? Infinite potentials of being, energy pulsing, breath, heartbeat, flow, thoughts and emotions swirl, the murmur of a story. This body, this resting body, an ever-deepening sense of peace. This body, not awake, not asleep, in between realms, the joy of not knowing, eyes open, All things flow forth from what I am. But it's different now. Full of wonder, full of mystery, captivating rapture, space between stimulus. All sounds are music, every color alive, all sensations welcome. There is a dance to this stillness. Arise, sustain, subside, conceal, reveal. I feel magic flowing. I am that magic. Hari Om Tat Sat.